Today is November 14th. Pastor is saying to us, a cue from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Daniel chapter 3 verses 16 to 18. O Nebuchadnezzar, our God, whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were threatened by the government of the day to bow down to the king's golden image or burn in the fiery furnace. They refused to compromise, choosing rather to die than to cower. Their inspiring statement of conviction and absolute commitment to the Lord is what we read in our theme scripture. Their unwavering faith in God infuriated the king, who ordered that they be thrown into the fiery furnace. The fire was so intense that it burnt and killed the men that threw them in. Howbeit, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were unscathed. The Lord protected them. When Nebuchadnezzar noticed they were unhurt by the blazing furnace, he repented and declared, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Therefore I make the decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." Daniel chapter 3, verses 28 to 29. That's what happens when you stand your ground in faith. In spite of fierce and daunting opposition, soon enough, your detractors will be inspired by your faith and convictions, which could lead to their salvation. So, serve God with your life. Your job may be taken away from you for preaching the gospel, but they can't take away the joy of the Lord that's in your spirit. They may liquidate your company, but they can't liquidate your spirit. God is able. Trust Him. Never find yourself apologetic, intimidated, or reluctant to express your convictions about Christ and the message of the gospel. He's greater than any government, institution, or power. He's the monarch of the universe. Therefore, stand your ground for Him in faith. Take a cue from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Please say this confession with me. The word of God is in my spirit so strong. It's as fire shut up in my bones. And nothing can hinder the affirmation of my faith and my proclamation of the gospel of Christ. I'm strengthened and energized by the Holy Spirit who lives in me, and He's made me an absolute victor. Blessed be God. For further study, please read Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 30, and Psalm chapter 91, verses 2 to 11. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 40, and Ezekiel chapters 8 to 10. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11, and 1 Chronicles chapter 14. Reality.